World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It is time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
Man,
Oh man, when the man comes around, huh? Hey, get some communion. We'll go take communion today. Boy, I got a spirit on me today. It's a good one. I'm going to try to keep everything in perspective here and let Joe lead us. I want to open with this. As we remember Pastor Bill Dunphy, Paul Goslin, and hey, we're going to start organizing to get those guys out of jail. Get them out of jail now. Let's get them out of jail now, right? Let's get them out of jail now. I got a lot I want to lay on you today. But hey, Joe, before we take communion, it's critical for you to understand, everybody to understand this. Are you guys looking at me? Are you looking at me? You cannot apologize. No, that's not the right word. That's not the right word. I cannot forgive something that wasn't done to me. I want you to let that settle in on you a second. I can't forgive Fauci because he didn't kill my dad. I can't forgive Fauci if he killed your dad. I can't forgive Fauci. I can't forgive Nancy Pelosi if she cost you your house. You have to forgive Nancy Pelosi. It's individual, folks. It's individual. And this idea that we let mercy follows judgment, huh? Judgment first. Judgment. You better get this, because I'm telling you, we are on the precipice of a revolution, a spiritual revolution like we have never seen. And if you go soft now, if you give mercy before justice now, baby, we will rue the day. Because the big man's coming around. He's coming around. And it doesn't mean that you don't love somebody. I'm going to show you something right here. This is paramount. This is central to where we are right now. And Joe, after we get this, we're going to get to communion. I want you to watch this. Huh? Listen. If somebody does something horrific to me, Betty can't forgive him. Well, she can. But she can't forgive him. Why? There must be restitution. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is still the law of the land. Should be the law of the land. If you steal from me, there must be restitution. If you steal from me, you cannot forgive something that didn't happen to you. You understand that? If I punch you in the mouth, Mark Trump can't forgive you. Didn't happen to Mark Trump. It happened to me. Only I can forgive you. That's the message of what I'm going to show you right here. Very first one, number one, the thief on the cross. This is a perfect picture of mercy following justice. Perfect picture. Go ahead, play it.
If you're what you say you are, if you're the Messiah, why don't you save yourself?
Freeze it.
It's the devil.
Huh? Look, this guy wants mercy, not justice. He wants mercy. Get us off this cross. Forgive us. Forgive. You're the Messiah. You can do it. Go ahead.
Enough.
Leave him alone.
Don't you fear God?
Even when you are dying?
We deserve to die. For we are receiving the just punishment for our crimes.
But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Confession and repentance. Confession and repentance.
today,
you will be with me in paradise.
He won't. Confession, then repentance. Confession, repentance. Confession, repentance. No mercy without justice. We're going to get into that today. Joe, go ahead.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, Joe, hang on, Joe. We can't go soft, folks. We can't go soft on those wicked, wicked people and what they've done. We cannot go soft. Don't let your pastor tell us we got to forgive them. No, we cannot forgive what wasn't done to us.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I pray, when I pray personally, I pray that they receive justice, but also have the, that they finally also receive salvation at the same time. And that doesn't mean they don't receive justice.
The only...
That means
go ahead.
That means the, after they receive their justice, they can receive salvation if they ask, and if they ask for forgiveness and repent. That's two different things.
You cannot forgive without repentance. Mercy follows justice. Yep. I can't forgive Betty for something she did to Mark.
And actually, forgiving others is for our own benefit, not for theirs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so I could forgive Fauci, though I want him to come to justice.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I want him to come to huge justice, and again and again and again. But that's sort of vengeful. But that's the Lord's, not mine.
Hang on, Joe. Listen, folks, don't miss this. I forgive Fauci, but I want him to hang. Go ahead.
I concur.
Why? Mercy follows justice. An eye for an eye. He gives up his life. He can be forgiven and go to heaven, but you're gonna pay the price, dude. The soul that sins it shall die. You are done. Why? Because the millions of people that you murdered, they deserve justice. Go, Joe. Let's get to the communion. Go.
Okay. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
Amen.
So then death worketh in us, but life in you.
Amen.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak.
Amen.
Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God.
God is just. Just.
For which we
glorify the Lord by doing justice. Go.
For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Your spirit man is eternal. You cannot see your spirit man. To get the death penalty here simply moves you to the eternal realm. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross, because the soul that sins, it must die. Jesus said, I didn't do anything wrong, but I'll die in your place and I'll pay your price. Jesus did not forgive sin. He paid for the sin. Go ahead, Joe. Folks, this is so crucial for us to understand that this life is about the next life. This life is about the next life. And sometimes
you know, and actually,
put your life here.
Actually, Coach, these wicked people receiving justice might be the only wake-up call that can get them to actually look inside.
Amen.
And come to salvation.
That's right.
They have had drunk so much Kool-Aid. When you start believing your own lies,
justice, hang on, justice, then mercy. You are going to hang, but there's going to be mercy for you. You're going to be able to come into the kingdom if you receive Christ. But justice first, then mercy. And the American church is teaching mercy before justice.
You know, if that thief on the cross had not received the justice he received, he would not have come to salvation.
That's right. That's right. And he did, right?
Yeah.
What did the thief say? Shut up, dude. We get what we deserve. Hey, Jesus, remember me, will you? Will you remember me? Go ahead.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with gratitude in our hearts. Not only for this day, and not only that our lungs are bleeding, are breathing, and our hearts are beating, but we come to you, Lord, because you've turned the tide, you've turned over the table, and things are starting to change. And we pray that the Holy Spirit keep our president that's coming. Keep him in as a God-fearing president. Let him remember how he was saved always from that bullet. And he did give the glory to God for what happened on Tuesday, Lord. But let him always give the glory to God. Let him always do that, Lord. Let him say the name of your only begotten Son, Jesus, many times, not just once in a while, but many times, Lord. And we ask that you help those who have not been able to see the truth. We ask that the Holy Spirit hang around them, be near them, and let them come to receive the Spirit and receive truth and help this nation unite and be one nation again, because a house divided cannot stand. So let this country we're in start to become one nation again.
Amen. Amen.
And we ask, Lord, that you accelerate assistance to the people in North Carolina and the other places that have been devastated by these storms. They are still in the middle of it. They haven't even, a lot of them aren't even getting things to rebuild. You know better than we, Lord, but please do a miraculous multiplication like with the loaves and the fishes, Lord, of things there. Let there be unending building materials coming out of the same container again, and let it be filled up and filled up and filled up and never coming empty. Let miracles like that happen everywhere down there, Lord. And let the media finally be forced to tell the truth about the miracles that you're doing. Because we know you're doing miracles, but they're not allowed to tell us. And we ask that our leaders have a backbone and do what they have to do, Lord, to clean up this country. This is a covenant nation with you, God. And as a covenant nation, we shouldn't have the evil in our government that we've had and have now. It needs to go. But it will take strength to make that happen. Strength of will, of moving forward, and not closing our eyes to the crimes that have been done and are continually being done. So let those who need to have strength have it, Lord. Keep it. And we ask that we remember here that we are all your ambassadors. So let us continue to act, to do, to, and say, and be who we need to be your ambassador. Let us turn the cheek when we should. Let us help someone on the ground who's fallen. But let us also turn over the tables when that's what should be done. So give us, Lord, the discernment to recognize how we are to be in every situation. And we are so grateful that we worship the only true God, the God who gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And we are so grateful for this communion we're about to take, remembering the price that was paid for us. And so we ask you to bless this bread and this drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to forgive our sins as we examine ourselves before taking this communion, so we are cleansed in your sight when we take it. And we ask that for any ailments in our bodies, anything, or our spirits or our souls, anything that needs healing, Lord, let this communion heal it. The meal that heals. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. So we can't go soft. Excuse me. That's my greatest concern, folks. The battle's just begun. The battle has just begun. And as I saw that General Flynn said last night, he was in Ohio, and some folks got to go up to see him. I couldn't get away. He said, we've just stormed Omaha Beach, Normandy Beach. We've just stormed the beach. And if we think we have won, if we think this battle is over, we are gravely, gravely mistaken, right? Gravely mistaken. So now's not the time to, yeah, we can go back and rejoice and celebrate a little bit. No. Nope. We got to move on, man. We haven't won yet. We've taken the beach, all right? We've taken the beach. I want to show you some stuff here that I think are really, really crucial for all of us to understand. And I'm going to tell you something. They are going to use mercy as an excuse. They're going to, the devil knows how to play both sides of it. And they're going to claim, oh, well, can we all be one big happy family again? And yada, 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 yada. And if we fall for it, remember, mercy follows justice. All right, dude, we forgive you. Now put this noose around your neck and go hang. We forgive you, and Jesus will forgive you if you ask him to. But look, all these people over here who died, Fauci, all these people who died because of what you told them, not only Dr. Fauci, not only what you told them, but what you made them to do, they'll forgive you, Fauci, but you got a price you're going to pay, brother.
Amen.
You have a price to pay for it. And you can be forgiven by Jesus Christ. And we can forgive you, but you have a debt you have to pay. And if the church goes soft, we'll never clean this mess out. If the church goes soft, we'll never clean this out. That's what they're going to appeal to. Huh? The two months before we get to the inauguration, folks, I'm telling you. Okay, let me show you a couple things. Guy, I need about 7 hours today. Pull up Kash Patel, number eight. Pull him up. Kash Patel. Huh? They say he may be director. What, Kash Patel, they're hoping might be director of the CIA. Huh? He might be CIA chief. Here's what Kash Patel says. Go ahead.
And then when we go back to DOJ and FBI, we still don't have all the lists, all the FISAs, all of the stuff they did to 275,000 Americans illegally in 1 year. Put that out there. I'm not saying put in the recipe on how to do it. We can keep the hood on the engine, but we can show the American people how they violated our rights. And to me, what you said is the most important, restoring trust.
Yes.
In our agencies and departments. That the way to do that is not to get a pinata and just punch them mercilessly and hoping for some bubble gum to pop out. The way to do that is to literally give the American people the truth. And that's what they feared about Donald Trump. He's going to come in there and maybe give him the Epstein list and maybe give him the P. Diddy list. You know, he's going to come up there and maybe do all these things, and they are terrified.
Hang on, freeze that. How about those little children? Do the little children deserve justice, or do we just forgive them? We'll just forgive them. Move on. Those guys that raped little children, huh? Just forgive them. Go ahead.
That's part of the reason why Jimmy Kimmel was crying last night on his program. But also, I believe that this is something that the American public desperately want. And most importantly, this is how you restore honor and how you restore trust. Now, many may not know, some will, that you are personally responsible for the research on the Russiagate collusion. Everything we know about Russiagate, and we know maybe like less than half of what really happened with Russiagate, Kash Patel is the one who found it out with Devin Nunes. So, Kash, you have an excellent pedigree in rooting out the truth. Will we get the full Diddy list? Will we get Epstein? Will we get JFK? Will we get the rest of what happened with Russia collusion?
That's what I want. That's what I want as me, as an American citizen. That's what I want in terms of achieving that restoration of respect for government in D.C. that's been gone for like 50, 60 years. Right. I had said on the campaign trail when I was on the Team Trump bus tour or surrogate somewhere, I said, America has a chance to retire the dynastic families that have rained down.
Yes. Washington, get rid of the Clintons and the Bushes. 5th.
You could have retired the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Clintons and the Obamas. And you know what, Benny? For the first time, I get to say they did. And part of that mandate yes. that they deliver to Donald Trump is simply they want the truth.
Yes.
And I don't know why it has been. Well, I do know why. But I believe and hope President Trump is going to go in there and just be a vehicle, a conveyor belt for the truth and just put it out nonstop. Yes. Agriculture Department, education, labor, all of it everywhere. And Congress is going to play such a critical role in these oversight investigations. Just think of what you can accomplish if you have a director or a secretary who actually works with the Republican chairman or chairwoman on oversight. It's incredible, not just for corruption.
Hang on, folks. This is important for you to understand. The Republicans are part of the mess. Do you understand this? Do you understand what Trump's biggest battle is going to be? Republicans are part of the mess. And so when justice comes down, it's going to fall on both sides of the aisle. That's why we have to be willing to stand. No matter how ugly it gets, we got to be willing to stand with him, right? Because the truth, only the truth will set us free. Okay, hang on. Hang on. Oh, my goodness. Justice. Hey, come on, Johnny Cash. Oh, yeah. Yeah. When the man comes around. Okay, pull up for me number three. I don't know if you guys saw this last night. Trump's plan. Trump's plan. I couldn't believe that he put this out last night. By the way, I was on Patriot Party News last night. I had a great roundtable. If you get a chance, go take a look at that. Maybe we can put this at 1.5 speed. Now, folks, we can't go soft. We can't go soft. Trump came out last night and said, here's part of my plan.
Here's my plan. To dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats. And I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all.
Freeze it. He wants the power to fire the bureaucrats that are running everything. Good. Go. Next one.
All of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp.
So this is so critical. Do you understand? He's going to take the FBI and he's going to move the FBI to Omaha. And he's going to take he's going to get rid of the Department of Education. But he's going to take these people and he's going to move them so they're not all that same class right there together in Washington, D.C. Folks, this is awesome. They're going to want to kill him. Keep going.
Move the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado. As many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America. And they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs.
He went silent. He's going to be, federal bureaucrats are not going to be able after work for the feds for a while, then go work for Raytheon and all that stuff and try to make money off the policies they just put into place. Right? Huh? I don't know what happened to the sound. He's got a couple more things there. Huh? Boy, we better pray for some protection here for this guy, right? Huh? This is the dismantling of the deep state. Folks, don't go soft. Don't go soft. There are millions of people whose lives have been ruined by those bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Think of the J6ers who are. Look it up. Hey, look it up, Spencer, while I'm talking. Think of the J6ers. Restitution. Look that up, Webster's. Restitution. Think of those J6ers. Been in there 4 years. No trial. What is restitution? The act of returning or restoring to a person something or right of which he has been unjustly deprived. The restitution is made by restoring a specific thing taken away or lost. The act of making good or of giving an equivalent for any loss, damage, or injury, indemnification. What's Martin, what's your brother's life worth? Hey, folks, those of you who are killed by COVID, what's their life worth? What's the restitution on that? Fauci gets away with that? Don't go soft. Don't go soft. Restitution is God's idea. Boom. If the thief be found, he must restore seven times. That's biblical. Don't go soft. Don't go soft. Now I'm going to say it again. Don't you dare go soft. Oh, boy. Let me bring a little bit of happiness here real quick, and I'm going to open it up. Bring up number four. Let me say this real quick before we bring up number four. Friends, you have to understand this, okay? The Bible teaches us that the natural man, what's a natural man? A man who is not born again. That's a natural man. When a man is born again, the Bible says he's born from on high. And the Spirit of God enters into a man, and he's born again. Behold, all things become new. Listen to me. The natural man, the unborn again man, cannot see the things of the Spirit. It's not that they don't, they can't. It's like they don't have the, it's like somebody hands them something in Spanish and they don't have the translation in front of them. It's not that they don't want to interpret the Spanish, they can't interpret the Spanish. So they can't see the truth. Why? They're natural men. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, neither can he, because it's foolishness to him. And what they can't understand, they don't understand. They are the ones who've been tyrannical, locking people up, taking away rights. And when we stand up and push back, they literally, in their hearts, believe we're the tyrannical one. Why? Because they're natural men. They're natural men. They cannot understand. In fact, they still don't get it that the majority of people are against them. They still don't get it. They still don't get it. They're saying, how can those people, those whatever they want to call us, how can those deplorables, how can they win? Dudes, because we're seeking truth. You're living a lie. They cannot see it.
And
they think they're righteous. They cannot see it. Why? They're natural men. They can't. Bible says it. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. What are the things of the Spirit? Truth. Truth. They cannot see it. So look at this liberal professor. This is the night of the, huh? How many women like this do you know? Huh? No, huh? Listen to this. Her prediction before the election.
We're closing in on almost 5 p.m. Eastern time, and I've been tracking everything that's been going on across the country today. And my most important encounter was when I went out to get my champagne. I was talking to the guy in the store, of course, asking him, did he vote? And he said he did early voting, and he asked me if I early voted. He asked me, you know, why I was getting the champagne. And I said, because I'm going to be toasting Madam President tonight. And he just looked at me with kind of like a smirk on his face. And I said, you know, she's going to win this, right? And he says, oh, well, it's very, very close. And I said, no, it's not. He says, well, what do you mean? I said, no, it's not. The women of America are making their voices heard. Reproductive rights is what it all comes down to. And the women are voting in numbers relative to men that are unbelievable. She's won this. And I said to him, she's going to take every one of the swing states plus Iowa. And he said, oh, but the numbers are so close. I said, I'm a political analyst. I'm telling you right now, the numbers are there. She's taking this election. And then I said to him, you realize, and he didn't tell me who he voted for, but of course I knew. And I said, you do realize you wasted your vote, right? And I didn't care. And I walked out with my bottle of champagne and happily walked home. Bye-bye. So, as you know, Kamala Harris did not win the election. As the numbers stand right now, there were 18 million fewer votes than in 2020. And as I have said all along, you have to have...
Get her off. Is that unbelievable? Folks, please listen to me. They cannot receive the truth. They can't receive. She cannot see the truth. She can't see it. She can't see it, right? Oh, my goodness. See, they're in the minority, and they think we're the minority, and we won. And she's asking, where are those made-up 10 million votes? Where they're made up? Donald Trump didn't lose the first time. Hang on, I got to say this, too. The greatest thing that ever happened to America is Donald Trump not winning last time. That's the greatest thing that ever happened.
Probably true.
Amen. Amen.
Why is that?
Amen.
None of this would have happened. None of this would have happened if Donald Trump hadn't got ripped off. None of it would have happened. And praise God, huh? God's timing. God's always good. Jack, come on in.
Dave, let me just jump in real quick.
Go.
Yeah. Hey, please. Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. So I put something in the chat. Wait, Jack. Wait. I put something in the chat. I want Spencer to play it. It was posted by Elon Musk. It's 57 seconds. You were talking about bureaucracy. Trump was talking about going after the bureaucracy. You have got to see this montage. This is just a couple days old from the mainstream media. Oh, now we're not defending democracy. Now we're defending bureaucracy.
Yes, it's not democracy when we win, is it? That's not democracy. No. Go ahead.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American bureaucracy.
Our bureaucracy really is in fundamental peril.
The foundations of American bureaucracy under attack.
They want to destroy our bureaucracy.
We are a bureaucracy in danger.
We're watching an election where people are on the ballot openly advocating the end of bureaucracy.
That's what Republicans are doing, attacking bureaucracy, attempting to destroy bureaucracy, and they're doing it with glee.
This is the end of bureaucracy in America.
When will America stop sleepwalking towards the end of bureaucracy?
Right. It's Democrats versus, as Bill Kristol says, the end of bureaucracy.
We are essentially, as Neil put it, one vote away from sort of the end of bureaucracy as we know it.
I think our bureaucracy and the stability of that bureaucracy is really the thing on the ballot and really so important.
Amen. Hey, remember, folks, they cannot see the truth. They can't see it. Go, Jack. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, that was great, Kevin. Wow. And that's exactly right. The bureaucracy's been running everything. We don't get it. Hey, okay, I'm very thrilled with what you posted there, Coach, about what Trump's going to do. But that's what they're going to do. What are we going to do? We have to have an action plan to keep the pressure on. As of this morning, last night, they said that the administration said that they're going to force $9 billion in the next 74 days into Ukraine. And I'm going to call this morning and tell them not one damn dime until Western North Carolina and Tennessee are repaired.
Because why? Because the people have spoken. They don't want that money going to the Ukraine. That government in there right now is not legitimate. They've been.
And it's something we can do. We can bring pressure to bear. That will help Trump.
Let's get it organized. Roger Weaver, go.
Well, I think one of the ways you keep this movement is I think Trump should always appear with Mr. Vance, maybe throw Mike Johnson in because that's the line of authority and say, listen, if you take me out, this man's going to carry out this message.
Amen. Good point,
Robert. And if you take this man out, the Speaker of the House is going to carry out this agenda. They need to cut off immediately this idea of, if I get rid of Trump, it ends.
Good point.
They need a foundation of, hey, I understand you don't like me. Some of you may try to kill me again. But Mr. Vance here is committed to exactly what I'm saying. And when he appoints his vice president, because he is now president because you have taken me out, here's the name of the guy that's going to be his vice president. And he also says he's going to carry this out. They've got to focus a little bit that it's not just Trump. It's the top leadership.
That's right. Can you believe that we got more votes and they're saying what? That we don't represent people? But this is demonic. The denial of truth. Mary Beth.
I have 3 points. One, Roger, we need to write that stuff to President Trump. Two, Jen Psaki, though, right? The way she looks, she just... And then three, I just pray right now, Lord, that you rain down your mighty judgment and mercy. But mostly, Lord, we pray that you will protect President Trump and J.D. Vance and all those around him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Gino.
There's two things I want to bring up. They wasn't saying democracy. They were saying bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy. Pull that up, Spencer.
Yeah, what does that actually mean?
Bureaucracy. Pull it up, Spence. Bureaucracy.
But yeah,
Gino,
great
catch, isn't it? They've moved from democracy they were worried about. Now it's bureaucracy they're worried about. See, they won't show us what it is.
Yes.
Bureaucracy is government by government officials. That's bureaucracy.
Okay. That's one thing. I love Roger, but I have to disagree with him about something. He said that they are our, he said somebody was our authority. No, they're not our authority. We, the people, are the authority. They are not, they're our servants. That's something we still being got to get brainwashed in our mind here. Not brainwashed, but rearranged in our mind. They are our servants. They're not our authority.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's a mind shift that's taking place, right? It's a mind. Bureaucracies, what is it? What is it, Spencer? A body of non-elected government officials. There it is. Bureaucrats. A government of non-elected officials. Wow. Huh? Why? It's the gravy train, baby! It's the gravy train. It's how they changed America. They changed America, Jimmy Carter, thanks to the Department of Education. There wasn't a Department of Education until Jimmy Carter made one in 1977. When was it? Look it up. Department of Education, 1977, I think it was. And look what happened to education and the American society ever since when Jimmy Carter made a bureaucracy. Huh? When was it? Congress, an act of Congress. Does it say when? There it is. I don't know. It doesn't say when it was. Oh, I hate department history. So that's what happened. When education went federal, they went federal. It took you. There it is. 1979. October 17th, 1979. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. Johnny.
Good morning. Yeah. Who's the attorney general for New York? What's her name?
Letitia James? No. Yeah, isn't it?
It wasn't 30 seconds after he won the election. She was on there. I don't know if anybody saw it, but she's just right back at it. She's going full swing, and they just continue to fight. You know, I don't know where it says in the Bible, but I'm certain it does, is that if you don't want to see, I'll make sure you don't. And also on the transfer of power speech yesterday with Biden, I don't know if anybody saw that, but they are so delusional. I mean, it's just incredible. He's talking about the greatest economy in the history of the United States. And I know everybody is so bummed out about this administration having to leave. And I mean, it's just pathetic.
Folks, did you happen to see, you want to talk about delusion? Kamala Harris gave her concession speech at Howard University, and she talked about a peaceful transition of power. Folks, are you looking at me? Kamala Harris has no power. What the hell is she talking about? A peaceful transition of power. She ain't president. She ain't nothing. She was a candidate running for office. She has no power. See, this is how they trick us. We think she has the appearance of power. She doesn't have any power. Kamala Harris has zero power. And she's talking about how she's going to give the peaceful transition of power. She stole it from Biden. She stole it from him. What are you talking about? Kevin Van Story.
Two things. Kamala does have a little bit of power because she's head over the Senate when they finalize the electoral But yep, there was also a federal prosecutor come out right after Letitia James said she was going to do that. And he said, quote unquote, I will put your fat ass in jail.
He sure did. I got that video here somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. I'll put your fat ass in jail is what he said. Amen. We need more. Mercy follows justice. Justice, then mercy. Justice and mercy. Folks, I'm telling you. You think, here's what you got to prepare for. The lists that are going to come out. The Epstein list. The Diddy list. All the stuff that's going to be exposed. If Cash Patel and those guys really release it. If they really, really do. How about this? How about the JFK list? How about that? So you better know this. They're all entangled in that one. Republican and Democrat, deep state bureaucrats. They're going to do everything they can to make sure Donald Trump never gets into office. We got to, folks, Roger was right. They got to know if J.D. Vance ain't Trump. Well, maybe he is. Who knows? Dale.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. Yep. The executive office is the highest police position in the nation, and that's exactly what he needs to do. Now, I just want to go back. It's been 4 years of hell. I'm sorry if I said that word, but let's be truthful. Camel Face will finally do one good thing that she will finally can say, I did this one good thing for the country, is when she's the one that has to certify and give Donald Trump the presidency of the United States.
Amen. So let me throw a couple tidbits I mentioned last night when I was on. I'll get you in here, Jeff. Jack, I'll get you in here a second. When I was on the Patriot Party News last night. Number one. Donald Trump popped onto the scene 8 years ago. And what was the most important thing that he did? Don't answer, because you're not going to think it. He destroyed the mainstream media. He came out immediately. And what did he call him? Fake news. And now, how bad does the fake news look? Huh? He won all. Of the battleground states, won them all. Because why? People are listening to Coach Dave live. They're not listening to Tom Brokenjaw. They're listening to Joe Rogan. They're listening to Alex Jones. And people are finally figuring it out. So Donald Trump single-handedly destroyed the mainstream media. Boom, boom. And what else did I write down? He killed it and he exposed the deep state. He exposed the deep state. That's what I said. Had he got elected the last time, we wouldn't know any of this stuff. We wouldn't have known any of it. The 11 million votes that appeared out of nowhere. That, I don't know if you guys have been following this. Just go online and you'll begin to find people are saying, hey, maybe they did cheat the last time. Where are those 11 million voters? Where are they? Why? So we are going to be vindicated only because they cheated and Trump and his crew did not stop. They didn't stop. Jed, I don't know if you're in here last night. Some of these guys want to get their hand up, but you know, General Flynn was in Ohio last night. I couldn't get away to get up there. What did General Flynn have to say last night? Because remember this, we've had a lot of people think that Flynn's on the other side. Flynn's playing for the other team. What do you think, Judah?
Last night was very remarkable. But the main thing is, if anyone thinks that, they're out to lunch, because he even explained it again, how the media and the CIA went to work on him because they did not want him to speak up.
Because he knew all the truth about, he knew all that truth.
He stayed with all his guns. And last night he just said, he's like, you know, we got past phase one. And he said it was the greatest prayer that he was able to win the election. He did say this was fascinating. He said, as they got to midnight at the election, he said that their finger was on the button if they let Harris win. Mask people were about to be arrested the night of the election if they didn't follow.
That would have been awesome.
But he said we're not out of it yet. He said the biggest thing that he's got on his plate between now and January 20th is making sure that the president is protected and that the people that he gets into office in terms of his board, that they do not let rhinos, deep staters into that board. And so he said that was a huge number one step process of them identifying, are we going to have a republic or not? And so, and he used the word republic. He didn't say democracy. He didn't Amen. Say anything else.
Hey, Spencer, I just sent you a picture from Judah last night. Pull that up if you can. If you can get that thing up there. Thanks, Judd. Appreciate it. We'll talk more about, we'll get more on data on all that. Last night, there he is. So Judd was talking to General Flynn last night. He didn't hear it from somebody else. All right. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, we'll take to the square tomorrow at 1 o'clock, turn the PA system on, bring forth the truth, and just stand. Now's our window. And I just think about sitting here and you're talking about this. In the next 70 some days, I'll finally get to flip that flag over on my pole out front. It's been upside down since Joe took office. Yeah. So I'll flip that baby over. But from now till then, we got to just speak the truth.
We got to work and work and work and work and work.
We got to help Trump. Yep. That's going to help get Pastor Bill and J6ers out of there. But
right. They got 60 days to do damnation, and they're going to try to do it, baby.
I'm still selling the flags and hats every day, about $100 a day. People are stopping us like, now are you going to go back to sleep? Or are you ready to fight? And they just look at you really stupid.
That's right. They think they've won. They don't get it. Thanks, Jeff. Randy.
Coach, I see a pattern here, and we're learning it. Okay, we're learning it right now because of this. Okay. Oh, by the way, General Flynn, if you didn't bear witness with him 3 or 4 years ago that he was one of us, then I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either, man.
I don't know what to tell you. But Coach, Jesus, think about this. Look at this pattern. Jesus came to the earth. Now, he was in a local area. He wasn't over the whole earth. We know that. And he declared to the systems before he left, this was what it all came down to. He told them all, you're done. You're fake. Just like Trump did. You're fake. It's over. And then what's he do? Then he spells out all the prophetic stuff. This is what's coming on you. You can't stop it. It's set in motion. You're done. Repent or perish. That was his message, basically. He spoke the decrees. What was going to happen? You can't get out of it. It's in motion. This is, and then, Coach, the very last thing, he did all the spiritual warfare. He went all the way to the end. That's where we're at, Coach, right now. We are in the spiritual warfare stage with us. We need to speak the judgment that's coming, give everyone an opportunity to repent, like you said, but we cannot be soft. We have to be hard, strong, and bring absolute law. And this is what's coming. This is what's coming. You have to see this, understand it, and be part of it. If you don't understand this, Coach, you're going to be on the side not really understanding.
How about the 60 intelligence experts? The 60 intelligence experts that told us Russia, Russia, Russia. Huh? Should they hang? They should hang.
So see, it's all spiritually discerned, Coach. You get it. In the end, it's those who are spiritual understand and do what God wants us to do in the end here.
Okay, so folks, they're going to crash the economy. Better get ready. They're going to crash the economy. They're going to do everything they can do to make sure that when he's elected, it is the worst possible situation that anybody could come into. They are going to sink the ship in the next 8 weeks. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. This battle is just beginning. Quickly, Craig.
You have to go back and continue to tell the story about how they mandated people to take a shot, that they said you need to send up your religious exemption to a board of people to make a decision on what your religious beliefs were, or you would lose your job and your 401k and all the other things that you work for. Amen. And that was an overstretching of the authority of the federal government and a lot of military people and a lot of people in corporations and a lot of people worked in hospitals had to lose their jobs. Bureaucracy, you have to go back. That's only 3 years ago. Craig, it's already forgotten.
I'm out of time. Bureaucracy, folks. They changed it from democracy to bureaucracy. Boom! Have a great weekend, man. Huh? Great weekend. Oh, see you on Monday.